Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
We're Alive, a story of survival. Chapter 28. Last Dying Breath. Part 2 of 3. Written by Casey Wayland.
I'm what?
I don't know. It stops there. He didn't finish it.
How are we supposed to react to this?
I have no idea.
I saw him writing at LAX, but I didn't think anything of it at the time.
Then when could he have stashed it?
Well, it must have been after everyone came back from the hospital when they dropped off Angel. What's the closest place to the roof? Bill's place.
I trusted him! Michael! It didn't even cross my mind that he would do
Got
that!
Got to, it's all right. No one's blaming you.
I wish we would have found out while he was still around!
You think we'd know about any of this if he still was? The only reason we know is because he told us where to find this. I just can't believe it. I never thought he was capable.
None of us did.
Are we sure he wrote this?
Well, I saw him write part of it at least.
But he could have been writing something else.
He was the only one there with me in the motor pool after he shot him. It had to be Galani. No one else knew any of those details.
What I still don't get is why he crashed his helicopter. No one knew he'd done anything. He was clean.
His girl, Hannah. She was the one they shot at the exchange. He asked us what happened when he picked us up from there, so we told him. I mean, he was upset, but I thought he was reacting to us being set up. The Maulers didn't have a use for her anymore, so they found one.
Oh my God, that's sick.
Do you mind if I take a look at it again?
Yeah, go ahead.
You think I should tell Hope about any of this?
No, I wouldn't. What would you benefit from it?
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Can you even imagine what he went through?
Oh, come on. He sold us out from day one. We'd still have a lot of people alive if it weren't for him.
We wouldn't be here.
Tommy would be. And Bill. Countless others, too. He's the reason things got the way they did.
I wouldn't have shot him.
Or they could have attacked us anyway. We don't know.
You heard what he said. He convinced them to attack.
He also saved us in the end. We can do this all day long. Whatever happened can't be changed. We can't dwell on it forever.
I don't think I'll ever forget it.
Me either.
Well, do and think what you want, but he's gone and we're here now.
And we're just sitting here waiting for something to happen. Completely out of control of what's next. Sorry. That's not a slight at anyone here. I'm still bitter. I mean, come on, how can you not be?
Well, nothing's changed in our situation since we read this. Would you rather not have known?
I'm just so tired of this. I want things to be the way they were before.
Maybe we're close and we don't even know it yet.
Somehow I doubt that.
So what do we do now?
We keep going like we've been doing.
Easy for you to say.
I'm gonna go play with Lady.
She's with Hope. I'll go with you. Remember, don't tell her, okay?
I'm not gonna say anything.
I won't either.
You all decent?
Oh, finally.
Yeah, we're down here.
I cannot wait to get out of these things.
And maybe we can get some answers finally. I thought the other guy, Puck, was coming.
He's still on patrol, so he sent me over.
You got news on Riley?
She's okay, but they're holding her at Weed for a while.
Holding her? Why?
I think just to make sure she's okay. They tend to be really cautious.
Well, that's good, right?
Which is why I'm here.
Oh?
Yeah, they need to do physicals on everyone else. Make sure everyone's okay.
Physicals?
Okay, that's all well and good, but we have a shit ton of questions that no one has answered yet.
I won't be able to either.
Okay, then when?
We're still waiting to hear back from the Colonel, but he won't meet with you until after these physicals anyway. I need to take you one at a time over there.
What? We're fine.
Doesn't matter. Everyone gets checked out.
I'm a medical personnel, and I'm telling you, everyone's fine here.
Then this won't take very long.
Tanya, they just have to fill out a bunch of forms. It's just a formality thing.
We have female nurses, too, if that's the issue.
That's okay.
Tanya?
I don't need someone all over me.
I'm sure it'll be fine. I'll go with you if you want.
Is that okay? Can she do that?
Yeah, that's fine. It'd be better if you went in pairs anyways.
Well, there you go.
No.
What?
No, I'm not going.
It's not a big deal.
No, I'm not going.
Why? What's wrong with you?
Nothing's wrong with me.
We got a problem in the holdover barracks.
No, we don't have a problem.
Tanya, calm down.
Just don't miss me.
Tanya, it's okay.
No, it's not okay. They are not taking me anywhere.
Where?
She ran down the hall. Get her over to Weed now.
No! Let me go!
CJ took us into another room that had a small TV and stacks of DVDs. Vic and I ended up watching part of the surveillance recording of the attack on our building. I kinda wish I hadn't. I guess I was curious. We ended up fast-forwarding to the part she talked about, and I have to say, she was right. Something was up with how Kalani acted, just didn't know what.
Turn it off. I've had enough.
I warned you. But now, you know everything I do. No one would come looking for this place after what happened. I didn't have to worry about Kalani or his friends coming back. But this guy, he's still out there. The one who cornered me downstairs, then just left. That's who I'm more interested in. Now you can return the favor. Tell me what you know.
The one in the suit?
Yeah, with the gray skin.
Those are tattoos. I know because I saw him up close. It was when he was in our tower. We shot him in the chest. Didn't work. Think he might have been wearing a vest because he played dead, then got up and ran off. So I chased him down, but he jumped out the window. Bert ended up shooting him from there, but only hitting his hand. That's it. The only time I've seen him, at least.
Hey, don't look at me. I got no clue. There wasn't none of those kinds of things near where I lived.
And where's that?
You wanna? You tell her. It's up to you.
There was a place down south where a bunch of people lived together, run by a bunch of assholes. I had to leave. Not much more than that.
And there weren't any of the different kinds there? What sorts have you seen, Saul?
Ones that run fast. Ones that jump. That stupid fucking tattooed one. Lizzie said something about skinny small ones that had black numbers on them. Massive ones. Weak ones. Look, it's a crazy world out there right now. You think it, we've seen it.
And you're sure you never saw any kinds that were special further south?
Nothing like that.
How far?
30 miles, I guess. Direct shot.
Really?
I mean, there were a couple clever ones, but nothing like this guy's talking about, and sure as hell, nothing like that big one.
All right. Huh. Interesting. It's, 0.83. No. Huh.
You gonna say something or keep doing that?
How long do you have with your current supplies?
What? Like food?
We got enough.
You think you're going to be able to make it on your own with what you have right now? Finding whatever you need?
We'll be all right.
And right now, you don't have any leads on your friend.
We found you?
Yeah, that ended up a bust.
The way I see it, you've got nowhere to go.
Yeah, like you're offering? You've tried to kick us out like 3 times already.
Well, maybe.
Really?
No. Look at her. There's a catch.
What is it?
I'll just get to it. He says there weren't any of the different kind down south, but there are in this part.
Go on.
Which means something up here is different. That something might be right here. Some of our teams got sick when they went near this place called it Ground Zero.
Yeah. Kalani mentioned you did that.
Makes you feel like your chest is exploding. Yeah, I know all about that.
And there's no place like that where you come from?
No, nothing close.
Maybe that's what's different.
So? What if it is?
I have enough supplies here to last for a long time. And my home is strong enough to keep most things up. But not all things. Ground Zero might not be any more than a toxic spill, but I need to know.
If you need it so badly, then do it yourself. We're not your errand boys.
Saul, yeah, you wanna... Yeah, come here.
What?
You really want to wander around out there, day to day, wasting time, trying to find food or somewhere to sleep? I mean, you could spend this time looking for her.
She's just gonna give us some supplies.
We could get more than that. I mean, you want me to handle it?
Like I want a heart attack.
Seems to me like you know this could be dangerous. Otherwise, you do it yourself.
So what is it that you want? I could get you a few weeks' supplies.
Mm-mm. Not enough.
2 months. That's as high as I'll go.
Mm-mm. Indefinite. We stay here.
Get out.
Wow. Nice negotiating.
Hey. I've been there. I know what it's like. This would be worth it.
I'm only curious. That's not worth depleting my supplies 3 times as fast.
Oh, come on. Okay, you can't pull that on us.
Pull what?
You know you were happy to see us follow you.
Really? Because I distinctly remember trying to shoot you.
But you didn't. You wanted to have someone else here. That's why you took us back, showed us around. We might be the first people you spoke to in what? A month? Maybe more?
I don't need anyone.
Not saying you do, but Vicky here...
Don't call me that.
Vicky was making a good offer. He knows the place, been there. Right, Vic?
Yeah.
It's fair, right? I mean, we'd be risking our lives. Come on, we'd be helping each other out.
All right.
Atta girl.
I don't know whether I should be happy or not.
Hey, smile. Don't be messing up my deal now.
I I want this done right away.
We'll be on it first in the morning.
Morning?
You don't expect us to do this now, do you?
Fine. 8 a.m. You're gone.
Can we at least make it 9? 8 it is.
You can sleep next door. There's 2 bedrooms.
You don't waste any time.
I'm gonna lock you in for the night.
Is that really necessary?
I don't need you wandering around. And you leave with blindfolds tomorrow. I'll drop you off, that way I know you don't lie. You make it out alive, then you can know where to come back to.
What about something to...
There's food and everything you'll need inside. Now, go.
What about... Never mind. Aw, man. What did we get into?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, marketers, advertisers, and business owners. Find yourself chatting up the same audience in the same places, using the same old lines? Maybe it's time to podcast, then net further to catch your next customer. With Acast, there's plenty of fish in the sea with more than 100,000 podcasts and millions of listeners. So there's a perfect match for every business. Use our ad platform to cast your net, then narrow down using targeting such as demographic, show categories, audience segments, and more. Find your match, then reel them in. Advertise on more than 100,000 podcasts with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
Several blocks out from the apartment building, she took our blindfolds off. Apparently, she had already took the liberty of packing up a bunch of stuff for us. The back seats were loaded with equipment.
What the hell is all that?
You'll need it. There's a few extra magazines for your M16s.
Are you crazy? You had all this?
You two ever scuba dive before?
No.
I hate the ocean. Why?
You'll see. We're almost there.
We're nowhere near Inglewood.
I know. Come on. We need to do this quick.
You want us to wear these things?
No, I just wanted to give them a tour of the city.
Damn, they're heavy.
Careful. I got up early to grab this stuff. I don't need you breaking anything.
Fine. You deal with it.
Saul, yours is the blue one in there. Victor, yellow. Go ahead and put on the harnesses.
Okay, so it's hard to breathe near there. I get it, but what if it's something more?
Than just the air?
Like radiation or something.
Then this won't help.
You want to kill us? Here, take my rifle.
You start to feel sick, turn around.
What do you expect us to find?
If I knew that, I wouldn't be sending you.
No, but like, what if there's nothing?
Nothing is something.
We'll come back and tell you all about it.
No, you'll take pictures. I'll still see where you went.
What if the camera breaks?
It's working fine now.
Well, what if we break it?
Then you can go back and do it again. Here, hold this. Victor, come here.
How's this thing even work?
Can you hear me with this on?
Yeah, no problem.
I guess you won't need the communicators.
Just one less thing to weigh us down.
Yeah, no shit. How can normal people deal with this load? It's heavy.
It's lighter in the water, dumbass.
Oh yeah, I knew that.
Not so bad. Almost full battle load.
I tried to keep it as light as I could. Okay, you're done. Just pull these tabs on the mask when it's time.
How long we got on this?
Timed one this morning, took about 45 to 50 minutes.
Jeez, what time did you get up?
That'll give you 20 in and 20 to get out. Check your gauge, I marked it. When it hits 50%, you turn around. You need help with?
No, I got it. What does the rest of this crap do?
Don't worry about everything else. Once I open the veil, you're good to go.
If you say so.
How can we aim at anything with these masks in the way?
The back sight. Flip it to the bigger opening.
Oh, so that's what that's for.
All right, you're both set. Go ahead and head out. I'll meet you back here.
Where are you going?
I have a safe house on the street. I'll keep an eye out for you when you come back.
If you say so.
How the hell am I supposed to drive with this thing on my back?
You'll figure it out.
Your valve's open.
Yours too.
I'll start the clock.
Join us again Monday for the next episode of We're Alive. And now, a word from our sponsors.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Starring Jim Gleason, Nate Gies, Otto Sturk, Constance Parn, Elisa Elliott, Claire Doden, Jay Olegario, Scott Marvin, Jenna McCombie, Tammy Klein, Blair Beihauer, Shirley Jordan, Jane Lehoch, and Christian Vieira. I'm Michael Swan.
We're Alive was written and directed by K.C. Whalen.
produced by Grayson Stone and K.C. Wayland. Line producer, Simon Nepper. Zombie intern, Eric Wargo. Music intro by Brother Dan. Series artist, Ben Hosack. To find out more and for a full list of cast and crew, please visit our website at wearealive.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook for all production-related updates and future projects. Thank you for listening to this Audio Theater for the Mind by Wayland Productions.